السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، هاي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I don't know if after the khatam we're going to give Mulana Uzair an opportunity to give us some advice, inshallah, since I've been forced to do it for 26 days. So we'll give somebody else an opportunity, inshallah. My main intention when I started this series or this subject, I asked a few people, you know, that this subject to me is very passionate, and that is because alhamdulillah, for those who may be present post Taraweeh, you know, mashallah, we have a few brothers that get together and, you know, subhanAllah, we talk, you know, all night. The night feels like it's going by and we look up, it's 1 o'clock. And none of us are like tired, you know, and we're not gossiping. It's just, you know, they're making me answer questions. They don't pay me for it either, though. We just sit there and my wife texts me and says, what happens every night? I said, every night we sit and we talk. But we're learning. We're learning. We're talking about deen and the different things that we know and we hear. You know, it's about time that we spend time learning. We've all just, you know, a lot of the questions I get asked, when they ask, it's like, it's almost like you heard it somewhere, you saw it somewhere, but you have no information on it. But it's almost when people ask, sometimes they believe it with such certainty, with no evidence. So to me, it's about time we all learn. Instead of just saying, I'm content with what I know. But the process of learning is that when we must learn how to teach. Because many of us, especially our elders, have so much knowledge. Many people, all of us are students. But it almost feels like we have so many students, but no teachers. And I made it a point to extend it beyond deen in Sharia. In the sense of, we're talking about Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're giving examples of him teaching Sahaba. But you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching deen, and so we sometimes have this mental block, and we assume the things that we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apply only to Sharia. Whereas our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'll allude to another method without going into detail, when he would want to talk about something sensitive, something that might be a little, we don't want to talk about it, like maybe using the bathroom and how to use it, he's having to give instructions on he's teaching adults how to use the bathroom. I want us to understand that. You know, we teach our child, it's one thing, he's teaching adults. So he says to them in compassion, he says, I am your father. I am your father. And he teaches them. You know, that was his way. When he wanted to talk about something that was a bit sensitive, like that, or, you know, he would say, I am your father. And then he would speak to them. That's another way. But this is my message to every parent. In the dua when I make at night after Taraweeh, and I say, Allah, our children are leaving the deen. They are. Maybe we all are blessed to such a point that no one in this masjid has anyone in their relative, in their family that has left the deen. But I am telling you, they're leaving the deen. And it starts from the house. I tell you, it starts from the house. Because we don't know how to talk to them. We don't know how to teach them. We know one method. And that is, do as I say, or else. Don't get me wrong, that is a method. For a certain time period, you have to learn how to communicate with them. You have to learn how to talk to them. So the wisdom of teaching or talking about the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the Sahaba is that if not every single method, because it's not practical for us, but if at least some of the methods we can adopt and we can use it in our own lifetime, it's not just about our own children. But our kids, our relatives, our cousins, our sisters' kids, brothers' kids, everybody has a unique trait and ability to say something. But we have to learn how to say it. And so we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam different methods and how he used to approach, you know, to Anas radiallahu an. He said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was like a child, very young with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he spent so many years with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi never scolded me. On one incident, Anas radiallahu an was instructed to do something for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some time passed by, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to go look for him. And he sees Anas radiallahu anhu playing or watching people playing. And he says, oh Anas, what happened? And then, you know, Anas feeling a little embarrassed and shy, I got distracted. Even then, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not choose to say, but I told you so. It was important. I'm in a rush. I had to get it. We're all guilty of it. That's not how our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. He had different ways of explaining and talking. He was rahmatul lil alameen. So the idea was that we take at least one method of his, if not all of them, and apply it in our own life. And when we teach, look, my kids come here, you all see my kids. I assume most of you have seen my kids. I have total umid and hope in every one of you that if they were doing something wrong, that every one of you would be compassionate enough to teach them. When I see kids doing something wrong, I'm not sitting here saying, that's not my child, why am I... He's walking on the mat, I'm not going to say something to him. No! We're here to help one another. The whole idea here is we are a community. Or is it that our hearts are here? Or is it that we're physically here, but our heart, قُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, as Allah says in Quran about the other people? That they're together, you think they're together, but their hearts are shatta, they're separate? Is that the case for us? No, it should not be. We all need to learn to teach and help everyone. Not those who I know, not those who are related to me, my blood, not those who are my skin color, not those who are from the same country I'm from, not those who speak just my language, and we speak to each other in the language that we can understand and everybody else can't. That's not how we are as Muslims. As Muslims, we are united despite anything else. And so my hope and goal for our community, because we cannot worry about everybody else, is that each and every one of us takes it a responsibility upon themselves to help and teach others. To help and guide others. And not just, I have to sit here, Mufti Samir has to sit here, or a select few who have to tell certain kids who are playing soccer outside, and I'm sitting here saying, children come in. Where are everybody else? Are they not our children? They're our children. Would we not want our own, if they're not our own children playing, would we not want our children in the masjid? So I expect everyone to say, come on, come in compassion. Not harshness, not rudeness, but be compassionate. Because they are your kids just as much as they are my kids. It takes a community to raise just one child. It takes a village, as they say. I mean, we as a community can help one another and we can all benefit from it. But it starts from understanding how to teach, how to convey the message, what to say, how to say, and it also depends on how much we've learned ourselves. So my message, my maqsad, my purpose is that every one of us, we are all students till the day we die. We all have the capability of being teachers as well. Learn how our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to convey messages. Learn how he used to teach the Sahaba. From there we can learn to teach our own children. We can teach the children of others in the one community. And we can all be a very beautiful community that always looks out for one another. And it's not just about whether I'm happy or I'm succeeding. It's about everyone succeeding and everyone being happy. Our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had many methods of teaching. I just want to mention one just so we can, you know, have like we learned another method. This was the habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would say something and then he would give more detail about it. It's similar to what I said yesterday, but it's just a little different in the way he did it. And I kind of just want to mention these two hadiths because I want the last hadith to be the last thing I say. And that is hadith number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this connects to what I'm saying, none of you are believers. None of you are believers. None of you are believers. Now the Sahaba are like, why are none of us believers? He says, none of you are believers if your neighbors are not saved from your evil. That's the beauty of Islam. The hadith doesn't say Muslim neighbor. It says a neighbor. And neighbors, jari dhil qurba, wal jari junub, neighbors are different. We are all neighbors of each other right now. Now, as far as the hadith is concerned, it's about where you live and your neighbors. We shouldn't harm our neighbors, no matter who they are. In the light of Islam, harming your neighbors is almost like taking you out of the fold of Islam. A Muslim does not harm their neighbor. In the second hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I hope every child is listening, or every child whose parents are still alive, pay very close attention. Our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may your nose be rubbed in dirt. May your nose be rubbed in dirt. May your nose be rubbed in dirt. For a person who finds either his parents, either both of them or one of them in old age, but does not get Jannah through them. That is the honor and ring of every parent. So make sure for you young ones, your parents are not perfect. They will never be perfect. But neither are you. Be compassionate, be merciful to them, and always recite, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا آمِينَ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ